All right. I hope you all enjoyed that song to start off our morning. I was just informed that the song that came prior was like punk rock grunge. And that's just not the way I want to start my morning. So thank you again to everybody who listened to that. I got a text from my mom being like, this song sucks. Put on something else. And I was like, okay, mom, I'm so stressed. But I love you. Thanks for listening, mom. Shout out, mom, for being probably my listener that tunes in the most, so thank you. Okay, so this next song this next band I just recently got into, his name is Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners, and I really like the pianist in it. They're really good, and this is the song Lucerne, I think. My music case, I'm realizing, is getting a lot more like folky, and so I'm leaning into it. And this is a new band that I love. So, enjoy. Oops, I did not mean to abruptly stop that song, but I was looking at my Spotify Wrapped, which just like made the Spotify go on my phone. So I, whoops, sorry about that. The next song I have for you is by another one of my like new kind of like favorite experimental artists, that like is way out of like my comfort zone with my music taste, and really pushed me, I feel like, to like explore what I like, and like what's capable of like music. Not that I know anything about music, but I just love listening to good, talented artists. And this artist is just like, well, there are two lead people in this band. It's called Dan and the Drum. And I just think that they're so creative, and do things that I never would have imagined to do with music. So this is my like one of my probably favorite songs of the last like 3 months. And it's, well, it's nice because like I can play all of my music taste right now. And this might be a little different than Kayla's. This is Mona Lisa by Dan and Drum. And let me know if you like this song, if you're listening and you know me and you have my number, text me, because I'm so curious what people's thoughts are. Because I always, if someone has like similar music taste to me, I'll send them this song to see how similar, because it's just like a little bit different. Okay, I'm gonna play Mona Lisa right now. Also, listen to the lyrics, they're really cool.
I don't know. I don't know. Girl, I just wanna know if that's all right. Know that I might seem awful rude. I'm just blinded by your eyes.
All right. I hope you like that song. This next one is my number two song, but I think it should be my number one song for this year because I just listened to it on repeat because I feel like it's just I could listen to it in any single situation, mood or setting. So this song is Booster Seat by Spacey Jane. He's really cool, and this album's really great. So here's the song.
Soul's just sticking.
All right. I hope you like that song as much as I did. I think I listened to it at least, I'm going to go as far as to say once a day on average, between for how many times I've listened to that song. But I really do think I listened to that once a day, every single day this year, because it is just definitely my favorite song of the year. So the next song I'm going to play is by Mountjoy, which is probably my favorite band. I'm playing it because I played a song by them last week, and I told a really funny story about me falling while I was running because I got so into the song. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago. But I'm playing them again because, one, they're my favorite artist, and two, Kayla and I wish she was here, we are going to their concert spontaneously. We bought tickets to their concert for next Sunday, every time I, like, think about the fact that we're going to see them, I get really, really excited and just, like, can't stop smiling. And I've been listening to them on repeat all, like, the past, like, 3 days because we bought them just a couple days ago. I'm so excited for that. In this song, my mom wants me to play Strangers by them, which maybe I'll play later. And that song has a lot of significance to last fall. But this song is Sado by Mountjoy on their album Mountjoy. And it's about their dog. And I just think it's the cutest thing in the world. It's also about a breakup because I think the two of them, the main artist and whoever he was dating, they were sharing the dog. And it was about their breakup. How the dog was in the middle of that. But it's just so cute. So enjoy the song Sado by Mountjoy. Yes.
Backyard of our first garden, and I didn't know that we could argue over small shit for so long. Oh, Eliza, I'm good and gone, I'm good and gone. Oh, Eliza, she moving on, she moving on. Say to Plato, eat that raw tomato, and I don't know if they still.
I hope you enjoyed that song. I just love the line that's like, Sado potato ate that raw tomato. It just makes me so happy because it's just so fun and silly. But I also had to triple check that my mic wasn't on while I was playing that song because I realized that I can't hear what you can hear. So I have no idea if you can hear me belting into the mic because obviously I'm doing that. I hope that I wasn't doing that, and I triple checked, so I don't think I was. But another story about Mountjoy is, since we're going to see them Sunday, On Friday, basically the band is based in, I think, somewhere outside of Philadelphia. That's like where they're all from, which is wild that like such cool people are from, like, I don't know, from Pennsylvania, but you know what? I love them so much. And they, like, no offense to Pennsylvania people. I know a lot of cool Pennsylvania people here. But it's really cool that they're from here. And the hike, it's not a mountain, because you'd think there is a mountain, Mount Joy. It's actually the Mount Misery. But the hike to Mount Misery is Mount Joy, which is really interesting. And it's named after that trail. So this Friday, I'm trying to convince Kayla to come, but I think I'm going to go hike Mount Joy right before we go see them, which I think is going to be really cool. It was on my bucket list before I came back to school when I was on my trip, and I was thinking about ways to make Lafayette more me. And so hopefully I'll be able to get that done before we go see them. So that's really exciting. And this next song is not one that I like personally like super connected to, but I found it recently and it makes me dance. So this one is called Dayglow by Brazos.
Dayglow, chrome window shapes in the clouds. The hungry fish go miles around. Upstream jumping out of the water, gills in the air. I got many people to thank, but I can't write letters. I can't write letters. My friends on the edge of the old graveyard, they sit on an old gray porch and watch foxes play and juggle wine. The kind of wine that you don't mind spilling. That you don't mind spilling.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that song. My mom is currently in Baltimore with my Aunt Jen and Marina right now, and they are all together listening to this, so thank you, family. So I'm going to play a song that my Aunt Marina requested. It's Watershed by the Indigo Girls. So Aunt Marina, this one's for you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that, Aunt Marina. I was just informed that you and Aunt Jen went to that concert last week. Hold on. Yeah, I just saw them in Central Park, not last week, but that's awesome. Okay, so my dad also texted me, so we're taking requests right now if anybody wants to request a song. And by we, I mean me, because I realized it's just me right now. Okay, so my dad just requested the song Ooh La La by Faces, and this was definitely a big song for him and I, and I also love this song a lot. And my dad really informed my music taste as a kid. So I definitely appreciate that. I feel like, Dad, you should definitely let me know what you think your music taste is, but it's kind of like grunge, rock, sort of that's like his music taste. And that was my music taste for a while, a lot of classic rock. Until I started to figure out what my own music taste was. So this is one of the first songs that did inform my music taste and that we share. So love you, Dad. This is Ooh La La by Faces.
Trap you and abuse you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can fights are pretty show.
All right, Dad, that one was for you. So this next song is just, again, one of my, like, all-time favorites probably within the, like, last 3 years. It's Modern Chemistry by Okie Dokie and Liz Cooper. So both of Liz Cooper, I think, is featured in this song, and it's Okie Dokie song. And Liz Cooper has her own band, which is, I think, Liz Cooper and the Stampedes, I think. I don't actually know. But her band and just her as a singer, like, both, they're incredible. So definitely look into her as a person, too. But this is, listen to the lyrics of the song. It's just so creative. Blows my mind that people are so, musically literate, because I'm not, but I appreciate it. So this is Modern Chemistry by Okie Dokie and Liz Cooper. You enjoyed that song. And I wanted to give you more information. So Liz Cooper collaborated with the Stampede, and the Stampede is its own their own artist. And Liz Cooper just made an album with them, which is phenomenal, and I totally recommend. But Okay, so this is going to be my last song, sadly. But tune in next week at same time, 10 a.m. Sunday. Kayla will be here. She texted me, actually, I think 20 minutes ago, just being like, oh, my God, I forgot. I'm up. So she's up. She's out and about. But she will be here next week for our final show. Sad. Yeah, I think it will be our final show. But this last song is by Cape Francis. I recommend this album. It's called Pladeus, P-L-A-T-E-A-U-S. I am dyslexic, straight up, so I wouldn't have been able to. That wouldn't work for me. But if anybody's good at spelling, like, there it is. But I actually showed this artist to one of my friends at home, and it was his most listened to artist. So that was a really cool thing that happened this year. But this is Just Because by Cape Francis. Definitely one of my favorite songs. It was on one of my most listened to, or my most listened to top 100 songs, because it's phenomenal. And check out the band. They have really cool cover art too. Enjoy. I'm signing off right now. You're listening to the two hoodoos, one hoodoo here, WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College. I'm Tessa, and thanks for listening.
Just because you thought you could earn it don't mean you lived a life that deserved it. I'm sick of hearing idiots talk all over us with every moron thought they have. Just because I looked in a mirror don't make my life appear any clearer. I'm sick of blaming.
I'm so sorry to do this all, but I have to cut this off. But look up Just Because and Cape Francis and Pladeus, couldn't pronounce it. That entire album is amazing. Thanks for listening, and have a good week. Bye, y'all.